It is great to see you all. I hope that God has blessed you this last week and encouraged you in your relationship with Him and in your walk, if you will, like Him. We come to you from the wonderful book of Isaiah today. Isaiah is one of those books that, most of the New Testament writers quoted Isaiah and the Psalms more than any other Old Testament writing. And if you really want to understand the New Testament, you need to understand what they said in the Old Testament. And so it's, if you will, part one. And Isaiah just is so rich, so full of insight of who God is and what God's doing in this world right here and right now. And we're going to jump into Isaiah 62 in the spirit of the season, if you will, having a women's renewal, talking about loving well. I thought about why not have a Sunday where we talk about how we can love others well, okay? And so we're going to jump into that. And so, as you'll see on the screen, you will be a crown of splendor in the Lord's hand, a royal diadem in the hand of your God. No longer will they call you deserted or name your land desolate, for the Lord will take delight in you, and your land will be married. This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for, again, this time to gather together in your name. In your name. Around your word in fellowship to encourage the heart of one another, to help us hear from you afresh, that we may follow you closer, that we may be faithful, flourishing disciples. What you intended all along. May we not be afraid of where you lead us. May we not be afraid in the stuff that maybe we're stuck in. May we not be fearful, but may we turn that fear to you. Turn it over completely and trust you with it, knowing that you're bigger, knowing that you can overcome anything. But you want to teach us how to do it with you. So have your way with us. Touch us again in this moment. In your name, amen. I have an interesting word on relationships up here. You might never considered incubator before when it comes to your loved ones. But it is amazing how that really does fit when it comes to relationships. An incubator, what does it do? It takes care. It provides what is necessary for, if you will, that egg to grow. Now, I know some of us are a little cracked already, but, yeah, I worked on that this morning. Anyways, but the reality is, I know it needs more work. It's okay. They're like giving me scores of 2 out of 10. I'm sorry. Sorry, David. Anyhow, but the reality is that we need certain things in relationship to grow. There's things that if we plant a tree, we're going to know whether it's going to be healthy or not based on its fruit, based on the leaves, based on whether it's still here in a year or two. And so there's things in a relationship that we can really maybe pay a little more attention to that can help us identify, are we growing, are we not growing? And being, again, how are we loving well with the women's renewal? Valentine's Day is around the corner. That's just a FYI for those men that have not looked at their calendar in a while. You got a little heads up. Yeah, I know. Whoa, make a note. That being said, what does the Lord say about how we need to love well? About how maybe He's placed us, if you will, in a spot where if we really work together, we can watch something grow beautiful, just in a beautiful way. Now, some of us have had really bad experiences. Maybe we tried to care for the other person in this incubator, and we were the only ones giving, 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 and it doesn't work very well, does it? Some of us had some really broken moments when we think about love, and it's difficult. See, if you will, in the bulletin, I had, if you will, the big day as the title. It was like a different title or something like that. And I'm like, no, this is the title. Because so often when I meet with young couples about premarital counseling and the big day and stuff, I try to help them understand the big day isn't really the focus. I mean, it's your focus now, and it's exciting, and you're going to be reaching out to people. People are going to come sometimes from all over the country to come and celebrate that big day with you, and that's wonderful. It's a wonderful day, but that's not the focus. That's not what's going to determine whether you guys are going to make the journey. You know it. Maybe you've had a big day and it didn't work out. And I'm sorry. Life can be hard, can't it? Life can be painful. And yet the big day sometimes is all the focus. You don't see a lot about how to love well in your marriage today. But you'll see a lot of magazines on how what the best dress is and what the latest fashion is and what the best gifts are and what's the best vacation destinations. But when it comes to loving well, we need help. We need work on it. And I believe, if you're willing to kind of go with me, if you will, as a metaphor, that the incubator is something that would be good for all of us. Whether you're in a relationship now or not, it doesn't matter. If you ever want a healthy relationship, this is going to be helpful. If you know of someone that needs encouragement, guess what? It's going to be helpful for you to know it, to encourage them in this. Okay? So, an incubator. Number one, you got to get in. You got to get in it and together. Okay? That's got to be something that you have to do together. Not just one person. It's not about that. It's about getting in and then staying in. You have to get in and stay in. You have to look around. You have to pay attention to what's happening, which is because if we don't pay attention, then we can miss it. And so in those relationships, whether it's, again, with a loved one, a spouse, whether it's with other family and friends, it's very healthy to have that time. You get in, stay in, and pay attention. What's working? What's not working? What questions are you asking yourself? And so when it comes, if you will, in this incubation time, is there's going to be these changes that are going to come in. There's going to be these changes. We're going to be challenged. There's going to be some things that people do differently. There's going to be some things that people deal with conflict differently. I was talking with a gentleman just yesterday. We were, if you will, finished up with our basketball games with the little kids we work with. And he coaches another team. And last week I saw him, and he was just really frustrated. Now, these are like 4 to 6 year olds, okay? So, I mean, this is, you know, they're not dunking. They're not going to college on this. These are your kids just having fun, trying to dribble the ball, right? And they're just doing the best they can. And I enjoy it. Well, he was at a point where he was like, oh my gosh, like, oh my gosh, they're not letting, you know. And little Jonathan, he gets the ball, and what does he do? He doesn't dribble. Does he pass? Does he shoot? No, he runs with it. Like it's football. And he's just going down the court. They're like, whistle, woo, woo, woo. And he's like, I don't hear a thing. I don't hear a thing. And he's at, last week, I'm like, it's okay. I said that for this age group, the win is, did they have fun? Are they learning some of the fundamentals? Okay, are they're growing together. Let's encourage them in this, right? He said that changed everything. This week, he was having fun. I was like, hey, look good. He's like, man. He said, you said two things. I said two things. I don't remember I said two things. I said, I remember saying have fun, right? And, you know, fundamental stuff. He's like, no. He's like, that was good. He's like, but he said man defense. That changed. I went, okay, we'll go with that. Anyhow, I'm thinking it was like a deep thing. No. Anyhow, but it changed. It did. He was able to just relax. He says, I know they're not, it's not about them scoring. It's not about, it's about them learning to have fun together, learning the fundamentals. And I think sometimes in relationships, sometimes we would be wise to go back to the fundamentals. Every year, if you will, the Green Bay Packers, the coach, some of you guys might have heard of the guy, I'm not going to mention him, but he would hold up before the season would start a football and say, gentlemen, this is a football. It's not because they forgot. They just won the championship. It's because they wanted to go, we're going to work on the fundamentals. We're not going to forget what we did to get us to where we wanted to get to. So where are you in the fundamentals? How are you, this is going to be a tough one for most gentlemen, how are you at attentive attention? I could have said paying attention, but I just think this is a little bit more focused. How are you being attentive? How are you really paying attention to the other person? How are you listening deeper than maybe you have been used to or comfortable with? How can we pay attention? Here's some questions I'm going to give you that I think are going to challenge you a little bit. What is being said that I've heard many times before? What's being repeated? And if it's being repeated, before I try to defend why I don't want to hear what they're having to say again, I know that's just me and my wife, but why is it being said again? What am I not hearing? What's causing me to immediately dismiss? Oh, okay, yeah, bring that up again. Is there a hurt? Is there a hang up? Is there something that I don't want to go to because it hurts too much, it's too painful? Or am I just not really caring enough to pay attention? Both of those are unacceptable when it comes to the incubator. Both of those have to be addressed. I can't just keep going on. What is being said that I've never heard before? Now, this is what I think, this is when you know when you're in dangerous ground here. Like things, if you didn't hear me this time, then I'm going to change the channel. We're going to change the message. What's being said that you haven't heard before? Isn't it true that sometimes the question that's being asked isn't really the question that's being asked? There's a question behind the question, if you will, that they might be asking about the finances, they might be asking about the lawn, but it's really not that. There's something else. So are you paying attention? Are you willing to pay attention? Are you willing to humble yourself and listen? That word humble is something that's just not even spoken of a lot these days. When the mighty Eagles took down the horrible, evil empire Patriots this last week. Sorry. I'm sorry. That was just in my head. It wasn't in my notes. Sorry. I'm going to get emails later. I'm sorry. I am. The reality, though, is this. Here I am at the Super Bowl party last week, and with some friends that we've been trying to just minister to and connect with for the last several years, just wonderful people. And there's a group of us. We haven't seen each other in a while. And so just, you know, chatting back and forth. And we got on this one subject, and I just wanted to just mess around. I said to this one couple, and the husband was just walking away, so I'm like, oh, I'm going to have fun with this. I see her. I said, hey, tell me, when did you know Jamie was the one? And she's like, oh, gosh. Oh, man. And, well, it was some time, right? Right? And he starts going this whole thing. And so Jamie comes back, what'd she say? Now, it was a whole different question he wanted me to ask her. So I just let her go and speak. And he's like, what are you talking? Anyway, so when Jamie gets back, I said, so how did you know she was the one? He's like, oh, man. And he starts talking. My wife says, oh, that's okay. It was like 8 years before I knew he was the one. I went, what? That ain't right, woman. But the reality was, I mean, we were best friends. We were hanging out. We would have ruined it if we dated probably when we were in high school. We probably would not have been good. Or even in college, but it was just one of those things where God just, there's those moments you just know. Some people, they knew the first date. That's great, but it's so much bigger than just that big day, isn't it? It's about us paying attention for the long term. How are we really listening, and what are we listening to? If you will, this is the big thing I want you to really take home. I want you to think about this tomorrow, okay? Listen to hear what your loved one is feeling. Don't try to defend. Don't try to fix. But what are they feeling? When your loved ones share, gentlemen, when we share, guess what? We want help. Usually we want help. We want someone to help kind of give us some insight, pay attention, and kind of draw a plan, and we go with it. Ladies, I could be wrong. I know I'm not a lady, so give me some grace. But in talking with my wife and reading a lot and studying, it seems that when you discuss your struggles, your problems, you want someone to empathize. You want someone to be there and understand and say, I'm with you. That's way different than a guy's mindset, just so you know. Just way different. If you haven't realized that, most of you know this already, but again, that's the foundation. That's the fundamentals. We got to understand that we're going to be wired a little differently. We're going to think about things differently. So ladies, when you're talking about it, when the husband immediately or the loved one immediately tries to fix your problem, just pull back a little bit and say, you know what? I just need some empathy right now. Boom. That's our cue, because again, guys are a little slower. We need some, like, sometimes flashcards. This is not the time to fix. Got it. I'm on it. Yes, dear. You know, and you just roll with it. But it's in those moments that sometimes it helps us connect, doesn't it? I mean, we all want that connection, but sometimes we try to be more content with each other first. So, connection together before being content together. You got to find that connection time with each other. You got to ask yourself, how are we connecting? How can I know that we're good if we're not really having time to connect? If the connecting time is just that 2-3 minutes before your head hits the pillow and you immediately are out, gentlemen, okay, then that's probably not good enough, right? I mean, we have a whole holiday, I know Hallmark played a big part in that, but we have a whole holiday set aside to, if you will, focus on your relationship. We shouldn't just have that once a year. When's your date nights? When are you making time just for each other? Now again, if you're not in a relationship, that's okay. I want you to know this. If you want to be in a relationship one day, this is going to be helpful. If you have loved ones that are looking to be in a relationship, guess what? It's going to be helpful. You need to encourage them in this. How are they connecting? It's hard to be content with one another if you don't have that connection. And then lastly, and this is a tough question to ask yourself, what do your reactions say really about you? How are you paying attention to how you respond? It's interesting how when your children start hitting that middle school age, how you start, I didn't know you had that trait there. That's interesting. I did that when I was a kid, and I hated that. I look it back now, and I'm like, man, my parents must have just been saints to not kill me when that was said, you know? And so there's just these moments, if you will, as parents, you might realize some things going, huh, well, that's, how do I deal with that, right? And that's humbling, and that's good. But the reality is, how am I reacting to it? What's the question behind the question? I heard of this mother, and it's not my wife or my daughter or anything like that, but I heard of this mother sharing this story one time, talking about relationships, and she said, you know, it seemed like every time I was in the bathroom shaving my legs, my daughter was coming in asking, oh, so what's going on? How's that? Does that feel a little weird there doing that? What's that? And after like the fourth, fifth time, she's like, oh my gosh. And she was just annoyed. And before she just reacted though, she said, what's she really asking? She goes, is it weird too for you maybe growing up differently now? Things are changing in your body? And she's like, oh yeah, oh my goodness. And she just needed that space just to unpack that. And they never brought it up again. She never brought it up again. It was, oh, you understand, I'm okay. I'm normal, feeling weird, right? And I was like, wow. Sometimes again, that question isn't the question. So I ask you, what's your reaction? Before you react, maybe stop, pause. Say, Lord, help me to respond well. So when you hear about, if you will, this prophetic word, you will be a crown of splendor in the Lord's hand, a royal diadem in the hand of your God. No longer will they call you deserted or name your land desolate, for the Lord will take delight in you. These are words from our God talking to his people saying, I love you so much that I even want to have the intimacy of marriage with you. Now, that might be a little bit deeper than most people think when they think of coming, if you will, to church services. But every time we come to a service here in the name of Jesus, it's like we're having our vows renewed. It's him reminding us of how much he loves us. It's him reminding us that it's not just about us. You know, the best things about your relationship is when it's about together. When you're doing it for bigger than just you and your happiness. And so the Lord is inviting us to come and find our happiness together. That as he has us in the incubator for us to work on the things that we need to work on, don't be afraid. Stay in. Pay attention. What's the Lord challenging you on? What's the Lord pushing and pulling? Because he is love, he has our best interests at heart. He knows what he wants us to become way before we do, before I have a clue. So, has your attention. So, listen to hear what your loved one is feeling. I'll leave you with that. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for a chance to come together again around your word. May we understand the intimacy you wanted with your people back then is just as strong today. That in order to love well, we first have to come to you and be loved well. That as we love and be open to your love, you give us space. Space to grow. Space to learn. Space to forgive. Or how are we to love and forgive and live in this world unless you give us your very spirit? And so some of us that right now are thinking all about brokenness, all about how we don't even know what tomorrow is going to bring, let alone today, how are we supposed to love well in that situation? May we trust that your love is big enough to carry us. May we know that no matter where we're at, you have placed us there. No matter what we're going through, you're going to walk with us through it. And so if we're in a season of heartache, a season of brokenness, may we trust in you. May we have hope again. Because we're staying in. We're paying attention. We're trusting you. Lord, we lift up our leaders, not only of our country and our community, but of this world. We pray that your world would be just totally overwhelmed by your Son, Jesus, being King, being the true Lord. Soften our hearts. Help us to humble ourselves before you, and especially before our loved ones. We don't have it all together, Lord. But there's something about your Son, Jesus, who just says, come follow me. We pray for our sister churches like The Grove or Palm City or Indy River. We lift up your church universal and pray your will be done. We humble ourselves again. We thank you for the opportunity to serve with you, to partner with you, what you're doing in the school. Continue to anoint the teachers and build the relationships with the families. Help us in all the other ministries you've called us to be about, to serve you well, to not be afraid where you're leading, to follow you faithfully. We thank you, Lord, for being so good and so kind to us. We thank you for your generosity. May we be generous with others. And Lord, we remember the prayer that your Son, Jesus, taught us to pray by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.